Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so pleased that you're here. Good, juicy topic today. For those of you that are interested in learning more about the masculine and the feminine, I want to talk to you today about something that I heard another business owner saying, and they're in private practice as well. He's a physiotherapist, and he was saying in his group this morning that in his opinion there's no place in private practice for emotion, and that you should just focus on your metrics if you want to make your $1 million. So yeah, totally different approach to private practice than me, or than us. You know, I imagine you're like me and you value the masculine and the feminine as well, but I just thought it was so interesting to hear somebody be so strong in their opinion. And this is what I'm talking about when we talk about marketing. You've got to have a strong point of view about something, because that's what lets people know whether you're for them or not. Okay, so I'm going to stick around, because what I liked about this was that, you know, I felt challenged, and so that's good, because it's making me look more closely at what I believe to be true. And since hearing that this morning, I guess what it's done upon reflection is it's really just confirmed for me that I do believe that there's space for emotion in business. I believe that there's space for all emotions in business, actually, not only the good ones. I think all emotions are good because they teach us something, and they let us know something. One of the most helpful things that I ever learned about emotions, actually, was from Esther Hicks, and she was sharing that you have this internal guidance system, like your inner GPS, and that one of the functions of emotion is to let you know when you're out of alignment with something. So, you know, if you feel discomfort, if you feel like you're procrastinating, if you feel like, you know, whatever, it's an indication that you're off course. She believes that's one of the functions of emotion, and that made so much sense to me, because when you're on course, you're in flow, right? And everything just feels really easy, and there isn't procrastination when you're in flow, and there isn't, you know, negativity when you're in flow, and there's no doubt when you're in flow. All those kinds of things just kind of fall by the wayside, don't they? So for me, I don't believe that there are any, you know, that they shouldn't be called good or bad or anything like that. It's just emotions. And I believe wholeheartedly, 100%, there's absolutely space for all of us to have emotion in our private practice. And I really feel too that for private practice owners, whether we are medical professionals or allied health professionals, or maybe we're working in complementary or alternative health fields, we're all sharing a common goal. While we all might have a different role or a different profession or a different way of working with our clients, we all share the same goal. And that goal is to help people feel better sooner, right? We are here to help people learn how to heal themselves or how to get better and all those kinds of things. So our business isn't about us. Our business is built, you know, for a bigger purpose, for something bigger than us, which is the helping. And I think because of the nature of the work that we do, there's absolutely a requirement for emotion, for that feminine energy, right? For that divine feminine energy. I'll tell you how. I think if you want to create a successful business for you, whatever that looks like for you, it's different for everybody, isn't it? But if you want to create that successful business, then you're going to need clients. That means you're going to have to market your practice. What's the most powerful way to market your practice? Is it to put an ad up that says, you know, I've got availability now? Or is it to build relationships and connections with people? It's going to be about building relationships and connections. And how can you do that if you're devoid of emotion? Or how can you do that without bringing emotion into it, right? So, of course, we're going to be expressing empathy. We're going to be having compassion. We're going to be laughing with people. We're going to be, you know, grieving with people. All of those kinds of things are really, 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 really important. And I think the role of the feminine, so I'm not saying the role of women or anything like that. I'm talking about the masculine, the feminine energy. But I really feel like both the divine masculine, the divine feminine are necessary if you want to create a business that thrives and a business that flourishes. I feel like in terms of, you know, what steps should you take, always the masculine needs to come first because number one, the masculine energy is about leading, right? It's about leading, it's about planning, implementing, completing things, following through on obligations, being responsible, making decisions. Did I say forward moving action? All those kinds of things. So when you're first starting the business, you are required to be in that masculine energy space. You have to be. And this is one of the areas that some counselors in particular stumble upon, because they lead with their feminine and they're like, oh, I finished my degree now and I'm going to go and start my practice. I can't wait to start helping people. And, you know, they just want to be soft and nurturing and just get on with the business of, you know, doing the work. But they either don't know, or they are dismissive, or maybe they're avoidant of being in that masculine space, because for whatever reason, maybe it's boring, or it's tedious, or they're not interested, or whatever it is, if they're mostly in their feminine. And so what can happen for those people is that they really struggle because they just want to do the work. They don't understand. They'll throw their hands up in the air and say, what do you mean practice management system? What do you mean I've got to set up automations, Brooklyn? Oh, what do you mean I've got to market my practice? I don't want to do any of that. I just want to see clients. I think if that's you and you're not yet ready to go and lay the foundations for the business first, I think for you it would probably be best to go and work for somebody else until you felt like you were more in the mood to take the reins and take control and go and set up your own business. So that's just a tip from me, because I just think it's going to be harder for you, because if you're not anti it, but if it's just not your thing and you're not interested, it will really have big consequences for your business. Like, you'll have issues with payments, you'll have issues with not getting clients, you'll have issues because you don't have systems in place that help you out. You know, the systems aren't there just for the sake of having them. They're there to help you to take something off your plate. But if you can't, not be bothered, but if you don't have the energy for it, or you're not in the right space to go and do all of those things, it's going to be really frustrating for you. And I don't want you to feel frustrated. I want you to love your business. I want you to love what you do. So for you, it might be better to go and subcontract to somebody else, or maybe even go and get some employment until you get to a point yourself. And maybe you will, maybe you won't, but maybe you will get to a point where you're just like, do you know what? I think I could do a better job. I think I could help people differently. I think I'm ready now to do something my way. Do you know what I mean? And then go and learn the business of private practice. But I was going off on a tangent here. This was about the role of emotions. Yes, you need both. So you've got to lead with the masculine, because the masculine's responsibility is for setting up the foundation. So setting up the software, making sure you've got all your forms, making sure you've got all your policies, making sure you've got, you know, confirmation processes and reminder processes and payment processes and, you know, process, strategy. You need to have all of those things. And then once they're set up, then do things like, you know, all the feminine stuff. Like, then go and find a really beautiful space to work from. Then go and find somebody who can help you write up beautiful, meaningful copy for your website that lets clients instantly feel a connection with you, right? Go start building those relationships with referrers, because guess what? You can now. You're safe now. You know that if you open the doors tomorrow and you get a flood of clients, that you've got systems and processes in place that can handle that. yeah, that can take all the payments, that can automatically remind people of things and do a whole lot of the admin for you. And that's where you're really going to fall in love so much with private practice. So there is a role for both the masculine and the feminine. So I've spoken to you about, you know, the masculine has to lead and then that creates space for the feminine to come through. And I've mentioned there too about the duality, like working together, both of those energies working together from that point on really does help foster the outcomes that you want to see. Whether that's you started a business because you want to child-friendly hours, or whether it's because you started the business because you wanted to make money and you didn't want to work for somebody else on a percentage basis or something like that. Having those things in place help you get there so much more quickly. Also, if you only run a business from the masculine, we've got a problem, because what's going to happen is you won't be able to build the relationships, which means it's going to be very difficult for you to keep clients. So you need to be able to connect with people. But if you're all about the business and you're all business minded, what's the experience of the client going to be like when they come into the room and they sit down with you? Are you going to be able to show up in a space that allows you to tap into that feminine energy? That feminine energy, not only about relationships and nurturing and connection, but also that feminine gift of it being intuitive and anticipating, having the empathy, having the compassion. Do you know what I mean? All those kinds of things are so, so, so important. And if you're only in the masculine, it's just going to make it that much harder for clients to feel rapport with you and to feel like you get it and that you're meeting them where they are. They might be more likely to respond better if you are someone who naturally identifies with, you know, I'm a planner, I like to plan everything, I like to have everything scheduled 4 weeks in advance, I want to know what's coming up next, everything I've got is automated, this, that and the other. If you're someone who's mostly in the masculine, that's totally fine, but it just means the way you're going to handle your client load is by understanding that you're going to just have to spend a little bit more time perhaps looking at how you sit down and actually be present in the room with someone, how you connect with them. And do you know what I mean? We need to make them feel like you're here and you're present. But if that's a little bit of a challenge, or it's a little bit of a stretch, or it feels a little bit too airy-fairy, I totally get it. What could work better for you is doing something like a evidence-based model where you've got, you know, it's a very structured process. It's kind of like Gottman, you know what's going to happen in each session, or it's kind of like a CBT, a very manualized approach to anxiety or depression. You know what's going to happen in session 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you just follow that treatment manual and you stick to it, and you're getting pre and post session data, and you're getting pre and post intervention outcomes. That's probably going to fit with you more. So it's just a little tip there. If you felt like you're mostly in the masculine, but you're being required to be more in the feminine in your sessions, and it's just not feeling good for you, that's a little pivot that you might be able to make in terms of the therapeutic modalities that you're using. Hopefully that will help you. But yeah, it's different for everyone. And you know what? We're we're all going to be using, you know, healthy, sacred, divine feminine and divine masculine energies in our business. And there'll also be times when we're going to be using, you know, perhaps the shadow feminine and the shadow masculine. You know, we might feel competitive, or we might feel like we're martyrs, or we might feel that imposter syndrome, or we might feel not good enough or not worthy enough. And a lot of this stuff comes up when we're talking about things like fees. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter, like, if you say, or when it comes to these kinds of things in my business over here, I'm more masculine. That's okay. You're going to ebb and flow with the energies, but you'll find that there's a dominant one. But we need to have, there's absolutely a place for emotion in how you run your business, because we want to be able to tap into that, because it's going to allow you to do things like see things from other people's perspectives. It's going to allow you to have compassion. It's going to allow you to have empathy. It's going to allow you to tap in and tune in to your own intuition, and you know, from that space enable like this the door to be open to being creative and coming up with new and interesting programs, new and interesting packages, new and interesting workshops, or even digital products like your planners or your journals or your affirmation cards and things like that. And all of this comes from the feminine, and I just wanted to share that with you today, because I know, like, when I was growing up, I used to watch movies on TV, and I think one of the ones that really stands out in my mind is was 9 to 5, you know, and also the films that I saw that were First Wives Club, and there were other ones like that, but it was all women with big hair and big shoulder pads, and you know, films with Molly Ringwald, and they're all trying to sort of imitate men in a way, like trying to lose their femininity. And in those films, you know, they were taught there's no place for emotion and you shouldn't cry. Even Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway. Yeah, there's no place for tears and you shouldn't be doing that. And, oh, is she crying again? And stuff like that. I want you to know that there's absolutely space for you to express emotion in your business. But there's also things that you need to understand so that you can really make the most of those emotions, and that's by asking yourself, what is this emotion trying to tell me now? If you're feeling a certain way, also check in with feelings and ask, what is this feeling trying to tell me now? Is it, you know, how am I responsible for this? How have I contributed to this? What would it look like if I did something differently? Is there another angle? Is there a different perspective I can take on this? You know, so emotions are so important. But I think when we're in that, you know, shadow feminine space, emotions can be very, very disruptive to how you run the business. And maybe that's what this other person was talking about. But if you're, you know, if you're down on yourself and you don't feel great about you, and you're doubting whether or not you can charge $150 as a diploma qualified counselor in your first year out, and you know, because other people charge less but they've got master's degrees, and you're doing all that comparison stuff, yeah, that's absolutely going to have a negative effect on your business. It's also going to mean probably you're less likely to use your systems and your processes, i.e., you know, thinking about charging people cancellations. It also means too, if you're in that emotional state of perhaps being a little bit of a martyr, that's going to be problematic too, because what's going to happen is you'll do things like have sliding scales and concession fees, but you're only just starting your practice and you still aren't making enough money yet to comfortably pay your bills and pay yourself. So you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot there as well. Plus, you're using it to justify business decisions. You're kind of living at cause instead of not, you're living at effect instead of living at cause in the business. I can't charge this because my clients can't afford it. I can't have a niche because then I'll get no clients, and I don't want to deny people services. So all these kinds of emotions and these kinds of emotional thinking, you know, you might also call some of these limiting beliefs as well, have a negative impact on the business, and we don't want that. So ideally, your private practice should feel ideally easy breezy, and if it's not feeling easy breezy, that's okay, because you just have to ask yourself a couple of things. What's not feeling easy breezy here? Is it getting clients? Is it being visible? Is it posting on social media doesn't feel easy breezy? Is it sending out your newsletter? Is it blogging? You know, what is it that's not feeling easy breezy? That's what you want to tune into. And once you're aware of what it is, that awareness then puts you in a very empowering space where you can then say, oh, okay, so that's what it is. What am I going to do about that? And the easiest way to get, you know, if you're feeling stuck or anything like that, the easiest way to work through that is to say, okay, what's the problem, and what are three options here, and what would each of those three options look like, and just break them down. It's really easy to do. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you today, because although I don't do as many podcast episodes or social media posts speaking into the masculine and the feminine, it's because I feel like I just kind of matured with it. I feel like I just kind of grew up, and I felt like I don't need to keep telling people what I this is masculine, this is feminine. And what it looks like for me now is this is just how I work. So all my courses now are through the lens and built on a framework of the masculine and the feminine. But I don't always say, hey, guess what? This is masculine and feminine anymore. It's just who I am now. It's part of me. It's just how I work. But yeah, if you have any questions about what would the masculine look like in this situation in my business, or what would the feminine look like in that situation in my business, or how would I, you know, integrate the two? How do I draw upon both energies? Or what is this situation telling me? Like, if you get... even the word stuck implies masculine energy, right? It's telling you you need a process around something. So, you know, feel free to reach out and ask me. I'm always happy to answer any questions. You can message me at The Private Practice Coach, or you could also message me on Facebook if you wanted. The other thing that I wanted to share with you too is I'm going to be running a free private practice workshop for people who are thinking about starting private practice, or maybe even if you're pretty new to it, like in it for less than 12 months, and you want to come along and get some, you know, questions answered and things like that, you're most welcome. If you'd like some information on that, let me know and I can easily send you a link, but I'll also be popping all this info on my socials and in emails as well. All right, so have a really, really wonderful day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.